sort of riled me a little bit because they threw a blanket over the whole industry and made out that we were all a mob of crooks, and that's certainly not the case. I mean, certainly there is an element of cowboy activity inside of any industry, not just horticulture. So, yeah, I was actually a bit disappointed with the whole thing, to be honest.
You've acknowledged that there is an element of wrongdoing within the whole of the industry, an element of wrongdoing, but where does the industry's responsibility begin and end?
Oh, look, I think it's an individual thing, and accountable is a pretty strong word. I don't know, who do you blame in the building industry? Who do you blame in the car industry? I mean, it's happening across the board, and there's always going to be cowboy operators. From my point of view, I'm in contact with a lot of farmers, graziers, horticulturalists, and to be honest, I'd say 98% of them are playing by the rules, and there's possibly 2% who aren't.
Andrew Moon, in your operation, what do you do to ensure that everything is above board, that your workers are paid properly?
We have an enterprise bargaining agreement, which is lodged with the Industrial Relations Commission, so we have to pay the correct wages. And we also have a very intense interview period. We interview by phone before we even allow anyone to come to our place. They then come into our place once they've been given the okay, and we then induct them, and the induction takes half an hour per person. We have to cite the passport and their work visa. They then fill out a form, and we check that their work visa and passport all add up inside the immigration department before we even give them a start. So no visa, no passport, no job, more or less, at our place.
Do you think the big supermarkets and the cutting of margins has something to answer for?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I don't believe it's got anything to do with the supermarkets. I think the supermarkets, I mean, it's an individual thing. Again, I think the individual supplier needs to have it out with their supermarket if they have that issue. We certainly don't. I mean, if margins are that tight, they're doing something else wrong. I don't believe that is the case at all for the chain stores. If they knew that this was going on, they'd run a million miles from it, because, you know, the number one question that I'm asked by my customer every year is exactly that. They ask to see how we pay our staff. Are we paying the correct amount? Do we check visas? All those things are asked by the customer.